Good evening. So today is the descent from the heaven of the 33, one of the great festival days of the Buddhist calendar. And why is it one of the festival days? Well, it's when Buddha returned to the world of humans. And why did he do so? In order to teach the Buddha Dharma, in order to teach the complete and unmistaken path by which sentient beings could train their mind and become pure and perfect just like him. That motivation of his is the same motivation that we need to cultivate within ourselves. And just like he had been training for so long in order to achieve the goal of enlightenment, and having done so, then fulfilled his promise to benefit beings, we too should develop a similar motivation and strive to become a Buddha for the sake of others, and have that as our guiding lamp, our guiding light in all our activities. And that, on such an auspicious day, we have the opportunity to hear about this complete and unmistaken path that leads to lasting stable happiness is something of great fortune. And this has come about independent on the causes we have accumulated. What was this unmistaken and complete method that Buddha Shakyamuni taught? Well, in brief, it was first identifying our suffering, thereafter the causes, and then that such suffering or those causes of suffering could be eradicated through transforming our mind. The practice of the Buddha Dharma, in brief, means to transform our mind. Then what does it mean to transform our mind? It means, having identified what are virtuous minds, these need to be cultivated. And having identified what are the afflicted minds, the causes of all suffering and pain, these are to be eradicated. So afflictions such as anger, pride, jealousy are to be identified and eradicated through the application of antidotes. And the virtuous minds such as love, compassion, and wisdom, understanding, reality, These need to be identified and cultivated. And not only should these be, this process be studied, and it needs to be applied in meditation. And not only does it need to be studied and applied in meditation, but the whole purpose of doing, or engaging in mental transformation is to ensure that at all times, both in and out of meditation, when we're engaging with others, we are engaging with others under the influence of these virtuous minds and ensuring that the afflicted minds don't influence us or turn us away from being of a true benefit to others. So that is the meaning of the, in brief, of the path that the Buddha presented. And here in the text that we started to look at a little more than a month ago, the practice of Lama Chöpa or Guruputta, the entire meaning of the Buddha Dharma, so of Sutra and Tantra, is presented here in a brief format in terms of how to transform our mind through eradicating the afflicted minds and cultivating, strengthening virtuous minds. Thus far, we started with the preliminary of the practice, which is about how, which virtuous minds to cultivate. Then, engaging this practice, having cultivated these virtuous minds, one generates or visualizes the merit field before one, the field of holy beings to whom one is going to engage in the practice and to accumulate vast stores of merit so as to aid or empower the cultivation of ever more wholesome minds. And then last week, we looked at the invocation part of the practice, where one invokes the wisdom beings who come and abide in the Samaya beings. Where we are in the practice is we visualize the merit field before us and invoke the wisdom beings, and now we engage in the practice of accumulating and purifying in through the technique of the seven limbs. In the seven limbs, we here on page 4, we see the first is that of prostrations. Page 5, we see the second of offerings, and thereafter follow the remaining five limbs of confession, rejoicing, requesting for the Dharma to continue to be taught, requesting for the beings of the merit field to remain with us, to not abide in Nirvana, and lastly, the limb of dedication, which is where we dedicate the merit so that all beings, without exception, attain enlightenment. We're going to start then with the first of the seven limbs, that of prostrations.
Rangi Lama, ngolamigi namba tushu baru chagure namba lama ngolama yimbala lamigi namba tushin chasan la namba mira mira tushu baru chagure chasan ngolama da ngoji ba chagure dini zata ngadu chasu yi kar chasu gosin dini ki choshingi choshingi alhati daki kusung tusung ki yuandien jen ne dela deba zishidu je ane dini ki lama Diye Ranya, Chue Sung Ji Ranya, Digi Duya, Dunga Sia Lya, Pando Che Ba Yinza, Diliya Gidin Che Su Jien, Gidin Che Su Jien Me Gui Ba Jie. Dini Gizna, Lame Ki, Ta Gu Cho Xin Digi, Gu Sung Tu Su Yuen Jien Jien, Ranya, Jin Chi Mo, Gidin Chi Mo, Gidin Jien Me Gui Ba Jie Jien Ne, Ani Dini Gizna, Ani Gansu Gui, Da Cik Digi Ma, Duyen Jia Dien, Dang, Dang Yenbu, Dang Ji Du Xie Ne Yang Su Gui, Sam Da Yi Ri Da Gan Che, Cha Cai Wa Sia Di, Di sam da ku kusung tu lami kusung tu su yuan dian da rang la gidin jian bi guo ne an ne lami yuan dian de na wa di na wa ngi jia tuo na sam jie mei ba jie di dang zu di da di 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 xi guo da di cha cai wa di li xi guo dang da ni bo di le da
As I mentioned in the introduction, the meaning of practicing Buddhism means to transform our mind. So mind is of essential importance. So here, the outset of engaging in the first of the seven limbs, that of prostration, what should one's mental attitude be? Well, we have visualized our Lama before us in the aspect of Lama Tsongkhapa. And in fact, all these beings are visualized around Lama Tsongkhapa, we recognize are of the same essence as our Lama. Thereafter, we've already called to mind the great qualities of our Lama's body, speech, and mind, and thereby we've recalled his tremendous kindness and benefits that he brings to sentient beings. Now, with this attitude manifests within us, the attitude of recognition of the kindness and benefits that our Lama and all his manifestations brings to sentient beings, we then have the appropriate mental attitude to engage in prostrations. And so this, and just to say as an aside, this term prostration can be translated in many ways. Can be to show respect, to pay homage or salutation or reverence. So there are many ways to express this word prostration.
So,
what I've just explained in terms of the mental attitude that one should have, having recognized the great kindness and benefit that the Lama brings, and having this actually arisen in our minds, so in an emotive sense, that is that mental attitude now within one is the mental attitude of mental prostration. So here maybe we'd say mental salutation or homage to our Lama. Because prostration or homage is offered with body, speech, and mind. So that mental attitude is the way homage would be offered mentally. It's also offered verbally through the recitation of verses such as these, and it's offered physically through either joining one's palms together or performing the physical prostration. So in this way, prostration or homage is paid with body, speech, and mind.
Nagakone, 对 안에 지기 셰디 당바 땅제 당대라 님도 식디 양 지교위기 넘버로 쇼로 교 교와 교보스네 강아 유교다 딘데 둥아 교기 남비기 셰다 요로 시시 망고다 요로 와 셰다드 딘데 딘니기 셰다드 능아 줄이네 셈네 아드지 지기야 딘니기 셰다 식디니 된다디게 바 시치디 고에네 야 셈리아 교나라 인제 삼비게 교나라 제 용거로 바디 아주 시에다에도 가실래 대위 돈에 시에다야 저런 인지부도 저런 야구도 시다야로 와 가깝래래 아니 강하게 니수 시에제 콘줄래 디 강하도 강하 드니 두세비 식디네 나제 시에다요 시님부다요로 와 디 시에제 땅에도 간래 셈량도 시에냥아 좀 밀려 초월마 손 초월하할리도 와 대위 돈에 시에다데 지르가 지는다 가라라 시에지다 아니 지게 네 지금 안지야지 Lama,
the practice of Lama Chöpa, we twice a month we do together as a community, and these we together recite these verses. And we recite these verses with a particular melody. The purpose of there being a melody is because it adds to, when we combine both the meaning of the words together with the melody, it adds to the eloquence or the beauty of what is being said. So, for example, when one is listening to irregular songs, sometimes these songs are about love stories, others they're about problems that the singer is describing. And these different types of songs will have a different emotional impact on the person listening. So one will have some experience of this. A love song makes you feel quite different from a person singing about their difficulties in their life. So we see here a combination of the impact that the combination of a beautiful harmony as well as the meaning of the words has on the listener. So here as the reciter and the listener, when these words of these verses are serving as an aid for us to further recall the great qualities of our Lama's body, speech, and mind, and therefore, through the power of our trust or faith in our Lama, as well as the combination of the beautiful melody, this has a powerful impact on our mind. Sometimes, at various parts, the tune or the melody is very slow. And the purpose of the slow melody there is to give the meditators an opportunity to reflect in more detail on the meaning of the words. But if one is already quite skilled in meditation, then at times like this, one will already be able to rapidly call to meaning and won't actually need that extra space of time to recall the meaning because of one's familiarity through study and meditation. It will rapidly come to mind. But the purpose of the slower melody is to give one more time to reflect. The approach that the Lama Chopa Pucha takes is the same as what you'll be familiar with from your Lamrim studies. In the section or the chapter on how to rely on one's spiritual teacher, it presents the qualities of the Lama's body, speech, and mind, and thereafter comes the section on recalling the tremendous kindness and benefit that the Lama brings to ourselves and others. So those two aspects, or the qualities of the Lama's body, speech, and mind, as well as the recollection of the kindness and benefit from the Lama, these are included here. And one then, knowing this, at this point, should generate these in one's mind. Now we come to the first verse tonight, the 18th verse. Your compassion grants even the sphere of great bliss, the supreme state of the three kayas in an instant. Guru with a jewel-like body, Vajra holder, at your lotus feet, I prostrate.
Kusum 롱구 쭈고 뭐 숨모 토비게 탑람디 대야 탑람디 안에 세치나래 깨지길라 유니보 마고 바베 로모 뭐 세치나래 미세치나래 톱튜베게 탑람디 저런 게 간절래 절자바 간절 뛰어바래스 뛰고래스다 라미게 연된 되네게 뛰어비게 라마 코로나 연된 되네 유바 디 유바 된 간절야 디 토비게 탑람디야 간절도 뛰고래스
Looking at the first two lines, your compassion grants even the sphere of great bliss, the supreme state of the three kayas in an instant. I think, so you can, if you want to, you can add the word great to bliss, because it's there in the Tibetan. So the commentary then, your, the first word your, refers here to the one's lama, to whom one is engaging in this practice. So we visualize a lama in the aspect of lama tsongkhapa. We've recognized all the other beings are of the same essence or indivisible essence from our lama. So that is to whom this verse these verses are being offered. So that's the meaning of the word your. Then his compassion, your compassion, grants or bestows even the sphere of great bliss. The sphere of great bliss, then we can understand that to mean the wisdom truth body, the ultimate Dharmakaya. So through the compassion, so we have the word grants, which is fine, or it could be through or bestows. It's the compassion of the Lama that bestows or grants to us the sphere of great bliss, or the Dharmakaya. And continues then in the next line, the supreme state of the three kayas, with the three kayas being the Sambhogakaya, Nimanakaya, and Dharmakaya. In an instant, and in an instant, as the English says, means immediately, without, with no more than a single moment. So the Tibetan literally is a single moment. So that's the meaning then of the first two lines.
Dunga se tingi dewa tobyade ngaadu ngaadu dujegi dewa di karasana. Ta kedi ina dewa ni dewa mado dunga namya meba tingi dewa di gugurwa. Chisan di naanda tobja naana tarbada tamji kimbe na gopa naana ta tobja tartuba di sanye gopa di lechwa. Sanye gopa seyadi sanye se de gandis shiyore labne ta bangja nyomobe rikchasan bangsa bang yun tamja dan jaywe bangba bangba yunde de tenba. And then, で、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、ま、 Delia, Chugos, Minjik Daba, then a longer Jugal and Kusum Chayor. Just not Dending Kusum de Tobia Sanjugo, Donada Sanjugo Mandiria. Just not Sanjugo, Tobiagi, Denigi, Tobia, Topja Sanjugo Madi, Mansoya, Tobi, Childo, Tablam de Be, Yogo Top Tuyagi, Tablam Yahoo, Sabo Shu, Jingantulia, Dustin Kerongi, Mazulam de Nengores. Din now a Diang and Kerongi, Mansoya Be, Zewachesia. Mansu,
to further look at the meaning then behind this, these two lines is that all of us sitting here, engaging in the puja, everything that we do, we are motivated by a wish to attain a state of lasting, stable happiness. None of us want to experience even the slightest of problem or difficulty. And amongst the various forms of happiness one can achieve, the state of Buddhahood, the lasting stable happiness of Buddhahood, is the highest form of happiness. And it's through relying on the faultless guidance of our lamas that we will achieve such a state. The state of Buddhahood, the state which is marked by the aspects of where all faults on the mind have been completely eradicated. The faults, together with their seeds and even their stains, completely eradicated so not even a trace remains. And together with this, all good qualities have not only been developed, but they've been developed to the point of perfection or completion. The attainment of such a state, the state of Buddhahood, is achieved through relying on our Lama. And when it's achieved, by the attainment of Buddhahood, which is marked by the attainment of the two or three or four bodies of a Buddha. So there's not a difference in terms to if the body is called two or three or four, depends just on how one classifies. So the text here specifically says the three kayas, or the three bodies. And the three bodies then will refer to the Dharmakaya, which is the which has two divisions, but maybe let's start the other way. So the three bodies of the Buddha start first with the Nimanakaya, or the emanation body. And this is a body that is visible to ordinary human beings. Then there's also the second body, that of the Sambhogakaya, and that is the enjoyment body. And this is the body of a Buddha that is visible to very highly realized beings, as well as to certain levels of gods and deities. It's a form that looks like a deity, as we see pictured as a deity. That's a Sambhogakaya, or enjoyment body. So those are the two, and then the third is the Dharmakaya, with the wisdom, or the truth body, in English, the truth body. And this, so that's the three bodies, the emanation body, the enjoyment body, and the truth body. The truth body, though, has two divisions, the wisdom truth body and the nature truth body. The wisdom truth body is the realization of emptiness of the Buddha, and the nature truth body is the empty nature of the Buddha's mind. So those then are the three, or sometimes called four, bodies of a Buddha. And these are attained with the achievement of Buddhahood. And this itself is achieved through us as students, relying on the faultless presentation of our Lama, who guides us in the most appropriate of ways due to the power of his compassion for suffering beings such as ourselves. The meaning in brief, that it can easily be held in mind whilst reciting these lines, is that due to the power of your compassion, you have the capacity to lead us to the attainment of the state of Buddhahood in an instant.
Lama Kyoron, Rimbuchinaji, Rimbuchitabu, Sido. Tisan Lama Kyoron, Rimbuchinaji, Rimbuchi said, and the Chitin Delia, Rimbuchele de Serata, Muita, then Dorji Palarita, then Muitiki, Yovina, that is so Yovina, around the Yakatos and around the Kuegi, Jella, Mount Chazan, the Tungian Company, Motor, Sajunia, Pa Champion Droyer, and the Ching and the Nen as the Menju Chia, Chazan, Rogic. And Dele, Lama Kurong in Anzulia, some Denish and Tangor, Gom Denish and Yamden Denish Angor said, Sinchik Bene, Bene, Korsore, Jamba Kumbore, Sawa Kumbore, Chigi, the Antiniki, Chigi, Jimbe, Yamna, Turin, Yamna, Sube, Yamden, Tinitin, Gomia, two, Saint Yamlin, Chenatiba, Ribati, Tiodu, Denis, and Anzuki, Jimba, the Lalin Tawal, Tine, Anzuki, Anzulia, Chedilin, Sosugim. Kondo Anduchine,
Starting to look at the last two lines, a guru with a jewel-like body, Vajraholda, at your lotus feet, I prostrate. The first, looking at the word jewel, so there are different words in Tibetan that can be translated as jewel. This particular Tibetan word here literally means precious. So bear that in mind with the explanation, but jewel is correct though. So firstly, just like in the life of ordinary beings, one requires at least a minimal level of material resources, otherwise one will suffer. If one is completely bereft of material resources, one will struggle to feed oneself and care for those that one is responsible for. One will not be able to go to hospital or attain an education. So in our world, at least a basic level of material resources is required in order to achieve happiness. And that is the ordinary meaning of a word such as jewel. If we think of diamonds and gold, here they would represent having the requirement, having a sufficient material wealth so that one could lead a happy life. So on the ordinary mundane level, we can think of jewels as being representing that. In our Dharma context, jewels though don't refer to material wealth, but to the sources of true happiness, consciousnesses, minds such as love, compassion, and wisdom. Those are the jewels of real value. The jewels of ordinary value are things like gold, silver, and diamonds. But the actual jewels are the good qualities such as love, compassion, and wisdom. And it's through an abundance of these jewels that the impoverishment or the source of suffering of beings, the afflicted minds, is eradicated. In the ordinary world, the source of suffering, one would say, well, it's poverty. But from the ultimate or the supreme perspective, the source of suffering are our afflicted minds, their seeds and their imprints. Minds such as attachment, pride, jealousy and so forth. And so jewels of love, compassion and wisdom that serve to suppress and eventually eradicate them. Furthermore, through training under the guidance of our Lama, we will initially achieve temporary happiness, calm, stable, subdued mind, a mind that is not disturbed by worldly suffering or disturbed by worldly happiness, but a calm and stable mind that's focused on achieving lasting happiness, the state of Buddhahood. So here, one calls calls to mind these great qualities, or the great kindness of our Lama, who bestows the capacity on us, in other words, gives us the ability to generate these jewels within us, these jewels within us. Furthermore, looking a little bit more at this line, Guru with a jewel-like body, Vajra holder, at your lotus feet are prostrate. The jewel-like body is, the Tibetan links the word Vajra directly with body, and this shows the great stability of our Lama. His qualities and his qualities are stable due to the attainment of the perfected state of enlightenment. With that in mind, kindness, the reflection of the kindness and the great benefits that our Lama brings into our life, this arises ever more powerfully within us.
Lama Dela Dine Ngang Zui Digi Chup Tukwen Sa Lama Dine Rinpoche Na Shi Res. Jisa Da Sera Ngui Sang Yueba Dang De Chita Ngang Da Dibi Ngang Zui Rinpoche De Rinpoche Rik Beidu Ya Sia Dang An Jig Rinpoche Rinpoche Nogu Sambel Da Sia De Dine Mangu Shi Gor De Dang Ngang Zui Tongshu Zui Yueba De La Dang Rinpoche Dian Zimli Na Tongshu Zui Yueba De La Sia Da Ngui Da Ngang Dine Ki Dorje Pala Dong Dang Nam Yuan Zui Beji Da Ngui Digi Rinpoche Cha De Yorwa Jisa Da Sula Dine Ngang Zui Digi Dunga Sia De Digi Chup Tukwen Yoba Nashin, Tisan Lama Kuron Rimbush Nashi, Tisan Lama Kuron Latine, Mansulia, Alam Kuron Gilatine, Mansu Yamne Chiara, Teletine, Mansu Digitu, Dumasia, Nerapta, Tartugi, and the Topcha, and Digitu Tuyati, the Chagdu, Tisan Lama Kuron, the Rimbush Nashis, Tisan Lama Rimbush Nashin, Chita Lama di Gudi, Gidi, and Juan Mabashalia, and the Kitchik. Kamna mebal ne chue tenpe ki teni ke ku yuwa turje tabu tel ya shabgi pe mwasinda nga zu lupi nane ma shio di shab chagruwa chizan ngi ane shabgi pe mwal ma shabgi pe mwasan shab sigur tel ya ane go tu che ne cha tsegi yu cha tsalo sidi cha tsalo sidi ngi yu yu nyumo ba teke pa teni ke se che ane lami ku sun tu su yun ten yue ba dina shi ji Lami Timba Nashing Yuan de Nilam Sang Yulia and Topja Kusun Yokova, Digi Kusun Yokova Sachorova, Dikova, Joko Joko Tor, Shaw Sachor, the negative secret at another.
Throughout the Dharma, certainly this text, words that have a particular meaning in our ordinary life are used because of the meaning that immediately they invoke with us, and behind this though is a deeper symbolism. So, for example, the term a jewel here, and for the reason that I just presented in the previous segment, jewels we know, especially an abundance of them, they bring happiness to people, and the happiness though, and the jewels and the happiness that is being referred to or symbolized here, is the lasting happiness of Buddhahood that is achieved through the jewel-like qualities of love, compassion, wisdom, and so forth. Here then, we recognizing that in dependence on the unmistaken guidance, motivated by love and compassion from our Lama, we will develop these jewels within ourselves, these jewels of love, compassion, and wisdom, and so forth, within ourselves. And furthermore, relating to the guru with a jewel-like body, Vajra holder. So the meaning here of Vajra holder then is to reference the unchanging stability of our Lama in terms of the qualities that he has attained. And then lastly, the verse ends with, at your lotus feet I prostrate. One is, in this verse, has recalled the tremendous qualities of our Lama and the benefit he brings into our life. And now, with a sense of deep reverence, we offer homage or salutation, prostrating at his feet, with the aspiration that we, through this virtue, immediately, in an instant, develop the exact same qualities that abide stably, unchangingly, Vajra-like, within our Lama.
And then is that the chasa, then the nibadilea, Rabjam Jewa Kunji Ishini, Gadul Jiria Chevya Tapke Shu, Murmi Zimbe Gajan Nonruba, Jemun Dembisha La Chasa Lose.
Now to the 19th verse. You are the wisdom knowledge of all infinite conquerors, appearing in any way that subdues. With supreme skillful means, you manifest as the saffron-robed monk. I prostrate at your feet, holy refuge protector.
Na rabjam jewo kunje ishi ni sedu na rabjam sedu cho chu sing rabjam se oda sing be mangu ro wa de bes cho chu da de ran ji da ji ki sing rabjam se de da an za tem bri da an nam ge gar so be gar so mangu ro wa de na jin ji be de ni gi cho dian an de cho chu cho chu na shu be ge de ni sing rabjam jia qian bo na shu be da de li ya sing re re li ya de de san ye da jia shi sen ba san ye bao tong me bo shu de ro wa de ji zang cho chu cho rabjam jie wo gun ji yi xi ni shi de da dan ran de ji cho jin sa de shi bi rang ge rang la la ma ti ye an de cho chu sing rabjam de shu bi ge san ye tam ji ji yu yi xi shu che ne ji ong su be ta qin bi yi xi de ji yang de de wa qin bi ying se jie ro wa de ni ge yi xi de an de ran zu li ya 这个, man, man, jiggy, a jigger, dujalia, and pamper to be chee do, and it diggy number, number chasan, sign choju, sign ye tamjing, ye shady, you more chee do duje, ya, not lamig, good number shawachi, yes, or that, Rabjan Jawakun ye shay, ye shay ni, Gadul Jiria chebe, Gadul Jiria, charvi, said you, Kamda, Semje, Kamda, Duje, Kamda, Mervale, Mervale, Timbigi, and a good number da, Maradusin, Dunje, and a Semjingi, Dutinchika Peva, yes, a pig, Nango, Ejerida. Ziganiba Chagacha, Gandu Jiria, Charva, Charro said.
Looking at the first two lines. You are the wisdom knowledge of all infinite conquerors appearing in any way that subdues. First, just to say as an aside, the translator of this text translated what we usually have as exalted wisdom as wisdom knowledge. So wherever you see the word wisdom knowledge, it's the we normally you'll be used to more used to this as exalted wisdom, the word yeshi. Okay, so and then again, let's commentary to this. This term, infinite, it's a term that's used to invoke the infinite number of galaxies or world systems that pervading the universe in which abide a limitless or infinite number of Buddhas. And here, you, our Lama, who we visualized before us in the merit field, you are the wisdom knowledge of all infinite conquerors. In other words, the exalted wisdom, the wisdom truth body of our Lama is exactly the same as that of all the infinite conquerors throughout all the world systems. So here again, we are in these verses of prostration or homage. So one can see that the verse is using emotive language to remind us of the tremendous kindness and benefits and qualities of our Lama. Then it continues, appearing in any way that subdues. So here, with you, our Lama, who has all the qualities of the Dharmakaya, we had it before, the sphere of great bliss, all such qualities that abide within you. Due to that, you can appear in any way that subdues. In other words, in any form that meets the individual background, unique spiritual disposition of a being, our Lama, due to having attained the Dharmakaya, can appear before beings in the specific form to be of most benefit.
Jitang cho chu xing rab jam na xu du yin ki san ye tam ji ji ho kun ji san ye tam ji ki ye xie mo jik du du ba xie dan wu ye xie mo jik du ba lama kyo rong ta san ye cho chu xing rab jam na xu bi ye wa san ye kun ji ye xie di re si wala ye xie di lama san na mo di re si wala ta dun da di si wala
I just want to emphasize part of that the previous commentary, because it doesn't say so explicitly here in our first line. One here is making explicit reference that the exalted wisdom, the wisdom truth body of our Lama, is of the same essence as infinite conquerors, in other words, that of every Buddha throughout all the world systems. Translation is fine. Just the Tibetan has what we have in the second line of the Tibetan is the line 2 of English and the first half of the third line in English. So that's how again this commenting. So I'll read them together. You are the wisdom knowledge of all infinite conquerors, appearing in any way that subdues with skillful means or with supreme skillful means. So just like if we know someone likes sweet food, it would be very strange to offer them food that is, say, sour or bitter. And likewise, if we know someone who cannot eat sweets, perhaps a diabetic, it would be very inappropriate to offer them sweet food. Similarly, the our Lama, with his Dharmakaya wisdom, appears in any form that is most suitable to sentient beings. He appears in the form that is ideally suited to each being's individual karmic background and individual spiritual disposition. And therefore, sometimes before certain beings, the our Lama will appear as a god. Sometimes as a human, sometimes as female, sometimes as male, sometimes ordained, sometimes non-ordained. What guides how he manifests is how he can best benefit each being. That then is the meaning of supreme skillful means. Our Lama, through the power of his exalted wisdom, appears in the ideal form to benefit sentient beings. Then the rest of the third line, you manifest as a saffron-robed monk. We, here in this practice, we're visualizing our Lama in the aspect of Jeyi Rinpoche. Therefore, he is appearing before us right now as a saffron-robed monk. Now, third line, you manifest as a saffron-robed monk. So after the word manifest, there's another word in the Tibetan that isn't here. It's a word for dance, but here perhaps we can understand it better as meaning theatre. In that, so what is implied here is, so if we were to insert an English word, maybe we'd say you manifest in the role of a saffron-robed monk, something like that. Because the meaning is that our Lama is now displaying the aspect of being a saffron-robed monk, in that we are visualizing him in the aspect of Jeyi Rinpoche before us. But we recognize that as an enlightened being, he will appear in any form that is most appropriate to benefit sentient beings. What guides him is his wisdom and his compassion. And it's only due to his wisdom and compassion, he will appear in any role or costume that benefits beings. So just like if we think of theatre, sometimes people dance, sometimes people sing, sometimes it's more of a drama, and various costumes are worn, often by the same actor. In this way, we can understand how the enlightened mind manifests in a role to benefit beings precisely in accordance with their disposition and inclination. So understanding that then, we see how in this verse, repraising the qualities of our Lama, in particular here, the quality of being able to act perfectly through supreme skillful means in accordance with the unique karmic backgrounds and individual spiritual dispositions of sentient beings.
Jab tambah resul. Kerana, mana tu dia, kam namwe bade tumbige samba naso be tu ngana zule dunga se dan digi duye tablam ni lamdin nengor wa che sungor wa lamdin nengor wa che san da lamdin na ma na sing ngana zu yemlin che bai na ma zu dunga le zhe tu ya da ani dunga le dunga zhe tu go re den za na ma chorong ngana zu ya ngana zu ge jap pre sha jap tan ba re s jap tan ba si de jap na ne da jap ya shu de re s da jap ya shu da be ne ngana zu pa me yin ne ngana zu bu ya ani lob chong chang ya da ani de ga ga che sung gyu che de jap go ro wa ani din na shi ani ji ge sem jin din dene za jap de le dene yung go de ine da sang ji da la me chorong jap tan ba re s tan ba la de ga sa ne nyom ba pa sa je ba pa de le ya gyo gu dung a tini me ba sue du sen zhe ge tab lam de chorong ten ba za la me chorong mo du ge jap tan ba re s je jap che ko wa le dene guen tan ba re s guen dene guen tan ba se de tarbada temji kimbe gobali ya lamdun je je ngad den le chi ru gora chi gora je sa chuan guen tan ba ngad de topja na ne tar du san ji goban to ya ji to bar ji goban le ya chuan ngad de chi chuan gi ngad chi gora je sa de ne yin sa da ma chuan yin den de ne du yin sa chuan ngad de jap tan ba re ngad de guen tan ba re sha je sa de ne sa da ma chuan gu song tu ye yin den che gu song chuan ngad de ya ge jin
家下巴的来给人接受天平托呢，俺那么叫人来啊，啊，恰色给下巴，恰色罗，谁的恰色罗是那么叫人给土给了原地月巴拿心安住，那么一年呢，电巴拿心去，安住一年呢，要不去土尔学，啥去去，土巴几斤是啊，土巴学是。The verse concludes with, "I prostrate at your feet, holy refuge, protector." The first word in the Tibetan then word is the word protect, refuge. So here, a lama is our refuge. What is it that makes a lama our refuge? He is the teacher of the path. And the specific word teacher of the path can be the illuminator of the path, the lamp guiding on the path. That is the role a lama plays in our life and the life of beings. He is the illuminator, the teacher, the guide on the path, and that if we, as students, follow his training precisely as he presents it, we can be certain that we will achieve his same exalted state. And this is what makes him and his teachers, teachings the supreme refuge. The word then we have as holy, holy is a fine translation, but it also is translated as supreme or highest or excellent. So here we can then understand this, the word holy as being an excellent refuge, a supreme refuge, and particularly the teachings of our teacher, as well as the teacher himself, we see as this supreme refuge. And here we can understand this. That's for the first two words, refuge, and then holy, then the next word, that of protector. So the adjective holy also applies to protector. Here, our Lama is playing the role of protector, protecting beings. How so? By being their refuge. And again, how so? By helping them develop the qualities of the Dharma within themselves, because that is what protects beings. So in a sense, he's playing the role of protector is similar to the role parents play, especially to young children, because parents are the protectors for young children. And here our Lama plays the role of protector for all sentient beings. Here within, we are offering prostration or homage or salutation at the feet of our holy or the supreme, the excellent, the highest refuge protector.
当然，这个第二个，那么那么一个古松土松原田，也原田区，那么去了，第二个原田区啊，当，俺那原田区别团呢，也第八次去接，俺那得了呀，俺这个，俺那么个让了呀，给点钱不也咋？哎，给点钱不修了也是得了呀，俺那给点技术钱别管的，贵不接些，俺就多些呢，俺那第二个星期，去了几个月别古松土松原田，也把那星期俺。
This verse then continues the process of giving us an opportunity by reflecting on these words to call to mind the incomparable qualities and kindness that our Lama presents to us. And in this way, we can generate a sincere and deep-felt respect and faith within him. And the purpose of this here is to not only accumulate merit, but also for us to eliminate obstacles in our mind stream to the implementation or the following faultlessly of his advice, and thereby attain the same good qualities he has. It's of great importance to recall the qualities of our teacher and the tremendous kindness and benefit that he brings to us. To understand this, we can take an illustration of the impact of that advertising has. So if you see advertising on television and it's something that appeals to us, immediately the thought will come, I would like that. I'm going to go out and buy it or save it so that I can buy it. And then when one actually does embark on the journey to the shop to buy it, and in the process of buying it the whole time, one is not merely thinking about the object that one is about to purchase, but one is really thinking of all the qualities of the object, all the reasons why one has to have this, why one needs this. This comes about one's change of behavior, the wish to buy and then the activity of buying it, comes about independent on seeing the qualities of something. That is similar to what we are doing here. By intentionally recalling the many good qualities of our Lama and the great benefit that he brings to our life, that serves the purpose to open our heart to him and his teachings, an example that he sets for us. And this is of crucial importance, because in dependence on our opening ourselves to him, his teachings will have an ever more profound impact on us. Similarly, where one has the opportunity to choose a teacher in education, if one knows that a particular teacher has a great reputation for being not only a skilled educator, but highly learned, you can be sure that that teacher's classes will be oversubscribed. Whereas if another teacher hasn't yet developed such a reputation, people are not aware of his qualities, or perhaps these qualities are lacking, his education and skill as a teacher is lacking, there will be many empty seats before that teacher.
lami yu kusung tu yu yun de ngana tu le jin qinpo pe de ni ge pando qinpo ji ge jin qinpo re sam de ge jin ji su jian bai na de ni ge ane lam san lang wang mi be lam ba ye gu shi ji ge wa gu shi bi wo wa ge jin qinpo ma zu mi ne ma zu mi pen zui ne ran le ge jin qinpo re sam bai na mi de lia pa ji ga zu gu shi ji ya da ji ge zi wo zi wo ji ya de yong ra xin li ge wa ko zha ha ba zhe na da mi de lia lam ba le gu shi dan zi wo le bai na ga li ge ma ra sen lama ya jansem ji maro wa jansem da ngaja ji maro kabri le ngan zupe ne ji ge lama ji yu na su su gi a tso yu de ji wu shung ge su lama ya ji ge de de ge ri ji su de bi ji zu go sha ma le ba na a da lama na ngan ji ge ji ba da na lama ng de nga le de yu de sa ba sha yo ma sen bi ge jansem le ge de yon si gi ro wa de yon si gi ro wa de ne za lama le ngan zu gi Transim Lena, the Nyomo Birik Chagur, Dineza, Yakwa Marwa, Dineza, Lamig, Gedin Chizu, Tienche, Yang, Jiran, the Tinchimbo, Gedin Chimbori, Sampaina, Laman, Yakusha Ram, Bukushib Ligores, Gushib Lebana, Lamale Tebaleare, and Lamale Transim Liger, Lamale Juntabi, Juntai, some of the Ligmares, Chisan Juntai, some Dana, Junjin Alla, Chichilamani, Junjin, a social Yabasagurwa, Junjibaina, Chisan. Dinigi Gundavi, some Ligamale, Malegi, Ligmares, or Chesan Dininza, Dinichebana, Lamala Tebata, Lamala Kushubiobana, Dinigi, some Yahoyobana, Chinelami, Kanavi, Yamnichi, Yamnendi, Yamnichi, Besunchi, Yamnichi, Chitubudis.
Further reason why it's important to make efforts in training our mind in how we relate to our Lama is that. It serves to counter the tremendously negative affliction of pride, in that through recalling someone's good qualities, the great kindness that they've shown to oneself, and the benefit that they can and potentially evermore will bring into one's life, this serves to counteract both pride and competitiveness. If pride and competitiveness rather arise within oneself, they will come to looking at the teacher and saying, actually, he's not much more knowledgeable than myself. He hasn't integrated the Dharma any more than myself. He's really no different from myself. From such an attitude, one is likely to look for fault, find a fault in the teaching, in the explanation, and end up actually looking down on the teacher. And to whatever extent minds such as pride and competitiveness arise within oneself, the teacher will not be able to benefit oneself because of the rise of pride and competitiveness. One's mind will be closed, and rather than hearing the teachings and internalizing them in sense of looking at how they apply to oneself, rather one will be looking for faults in the presentation or in the meaning of what's being said. And in this way, the words will not have an impact on oneself. It will almost be as if they just bounce off the pride and are unable to enter one's mind.
Lamigi, Kusun, Tusum, Indian, some Delia, Debati, Laman, Kushep, Jagger, Jebe, Jenna, Chas, Eddie, that on dining body, Carre Lamna, Dijeva in Divida, Dijebi, King, and the Carrion Rasne, Mazu Yamlinche, the Yamlinche, it is Lalan died. Carre Lalan dies in Lame Ganache, you did. Lame Dije, Dije, or a Seva Gana, I think, and the Lalan died. She's a Lama Deba, the Lama Kushep, you run, Lame Gana, you delay on Yamlinche, Jagi. Deva Shukshelim Rava. Lama Le Gujib Shirame, Lama Le Deva Mena, Lameka Nangyo Dilinga Jayagi Deva Ligmarva. Donda Ningbo Di, Mahanzugi, Lama Le Gujib Chia, Lama Le Deva Chena, Lama Di Yaga Joya Dang, Lama Le Deva Majibata, Lama Le Gujib Majibaina, Lama Di Gyong Rayas Kayoma, Lama Le Yarwada, Kurung, Mahanzugi. Lama 람든 제지가 람들 라베기 냠는 제야데 되버 숙심을 이거래 니 되벌레디 제 되벌레디다 먼저 냠는 제야데 가래라나 남미 가르순 거라서네 잠바다 제와치스 젠리아 잠지 제고래 제 잠지 냠는 제쇼 숨고 세상 아주 잠지 잠지 냠는 제고래 제 류가 26권에 젠리아 뉘베 자와데 마치스 세상 디 제바이나 아니 지 소소야 강아치게 샤네야 강아라시니까라 강아 디지교마레 지난 주름 송고레사다 지네 진배 냠네지 류가 26권에 샤네 팬베가와 자와 강아 두두 두베네 아니 샤네 팬버두네 미샨다게 소소레 야보따게 지기레 지난 소소에네 미리 팬버두여 샘베야 내가 야고 집에 정보 지인 샘베게 뽑아리기레 지서 진데네 용구레 지나 지네에서 람미에 간나죠 강아 냠네지 또어디다 라말레 디지비 토네 강아 디지에디 Lunga is near Jetim, Sutim Soya, Lunga is in Yukon, Shanla, Pembe, Jawa, Tubia, and another Semba Sambo, Jambata, Zawa, Gomia, and the Nashinda, Semja Tamji, Sanjokova, Topol Show, Sembege, Dinjaju Sem Yamlinjia, the name of the Tombany, Samta, Tombany, Jeva, Tombany, Logomjaya, then thing is in Gomshinia, Tubia, and this is another Lamegi, Ganaja, and Lalenta, Disurwada, just a Lamegu, Lama Kusun to Yavaje. 연대한테 구셉제도 전 제비기 던다 소어딩한테 디냠는 제약이 야고야게 던다라 디레 디는 당한 주기 남에게 디니 치삼다 대바제 제 차사 디니게 삼다 위에 토네 당한테 디수야 마저 강토지도 냠는 제약이 던다 니보 디레다
In this outline of prostration or homage or salutation to our Lama, we are calling to mind his great qualities of body, speech and mind, the kindness that he's shown us, the benefit that he brings into our life. And we do so in order to generate sincere respect and respect and perhaps even, don't know if admiration is the right word, let's just say respect for our teacher. And this, of course, is an illustration of mind training, of training the mind in seeing the good qualities of our teacher, of ensuring that our afflicted mind doesn't go in the directions of perceiving faults, but rather we train our mind to recognize the good qualities that are there. And the purpose of this, there's a great purpose to doing this training, and that is, in brief, to open ourselves up to his teachings, to open our mind up so that his teachings can have an impact on our mind. They can enter our heart and enable us, empower us to transform ourselves. So this is the essential meaning of this teaching in how to rely on the teacher, how to cultivate an attitude of respect towards our teacher. To the extent that this is lacking, pride and competitiveness will arise, and one will see faults, real or imagined, and these will dominate one's mind. And the teachings that one hears, should one come, will be criticized, and fault will be found, rather than to receive them in the spirit that they offered, which is to enable spiritual transformation. On the other hand, to the extent that one does have trust or faith, one has trust or conviction in our teacher, we will open our heart, open our mind to his teachings. We'll feel the impact of the teachings within ourselves. And the purpose of a Lama teaching is to guide students to develop, to transform spiritually. And all good qualities that one hopes to give rise to, whether bodhicitta, the wisdom realizing emptiness, or calm abiding, all good qualities require faith in one's teacher. And again, why so? Because it enables us to be receptive to his teachings. The other way this is often expressed is to receive his blessings. But the meaning, though, is the same. Our heart opens, our mind opens, and the teachings can have, those same words can have a powerful and transformative impact on us. And that then serves To ensure that we continue to receive teachings, we meditate on those teachings, and we strive to develop an ethical outlook, to develop minds of love and compassion, to develop the wisdom understanding reality. Not only that, but we'll want to be a living example of our Lama's teachings, an emissary of his teachings. And this is the indispensable requirement to living a life of great meaning, a life that is in accordance with the Dharma. So therefore, we need to make great effort in cultivating such an attitude. And again, because it's only through having this foundation of reliance on our Lama that we can gain the depth of transformation required so as to actually generate great qualities such as bodhicitta, the wisdom realizing emptiness, and calm abiding. So thank you. We'll, on this day of great importance, we'll conclude here. Thank you very much.